from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Tyd om met Christel in te check. Net om bietjie die ontleding van hierdie rentekoersverhoging te probeer aanvat. Wat kan ons nou verwag en wat is gesê vandag, Christel?
Ja, so ek dink die belangrikste van dit is dit affekteer almal. Want jy weet mense en ons kyk nou na die kant veral van skuld, want ons weet Suid-Afrikaners oor die algemeen het verskriklik baie skuld. Natuurlik as jy belegging het, kry jy nou meer rente op dit, maar mense van ons leef maar in die skuld. En ek het vandag besluit ek gaan vorentoe gaan ek daarop aandring dat Rob al my begrotings doen. Because I saw his spreadsheet skills today. I'm like, wow, look at you in Excel.
And I'm almost a master.
Yeah, I've seen it in action. It's pretty impressive. Wat het jy toe achtergekomen, Rob?
Well, I was just looking at the rates and so on. The increase from this morning, which was 9.75% when we woke up. And then they put it up by 75 basis points. And now it's effectively 10.5% prime lending rate.
Yeah.
So if you had a million rand bond, right, that you've taken over 20 years, that's what I worked on. This morning you were paying 9,485 rand as an installment. This afternoon it'll be 9,964 rand. So it's a 499 rand increase.
Yeah.
Okay. Which sounds bad. And I know everyone, you know, every time it goes up, we're less happy about it. I went and looked back at the last 15 years. The lowest it's been in recent memory was 2020, in the height of pandemic nonsense, as we dropped it all the way down to 7%. So what is 9,900 rand today was 7,700 rand. And you might think, okay, that's more than 2 grand. That sounds like a lot. In 2008, the prime rate was 15.5%. So what was 9,900 today would have been almost 13,500 rand. So we're still several thousand rands under where it has been. You know, people are still paying off bonds that were had to deal with that time period as well. So I know it's not as low as it has been recently, but it's also not as high as it has been recently. And we've sort of been sitting in this 8 to 10% range. And absolutely, I agree. Like 500 rand a month makes a difference. For sure it does.
In oor 2 jaar tydperk basis, op 'n miljoen rand, of het nou verband is, of het een kar is, een baie luxe kar. Maar as jy skuld het vir 1 miljoen rand, oor die afgelope 2 jaar, kyk jy basis na 2,500 rand meer per maand wat betaal word. En ek dink die logische vraag dan is, jy weet, like, wanneer gaan die pijn eindig? Want soos jy sê, dit is nog nie so erg as wat het kan wees nie. So ons het gesels met Davie Rood van die Efficient Groep en hy het vir ons hierdie insette gelever.
I think the inflation cycle is slowly getting to the top turning point, the upper turning point. I think inflation from now onwards will probably start coming down a little, flatten out and start coming down again. And inflation expectations hopefully will start improving a little bit in 2 months' time or so. And then we can start talking about interest rates getting lower. But it's not going to happen in January this year or next year. I think it's probably going to happen. I think in January next year, the Reserve Bank may need to increase interest rates even further. But I don't think it's going to be another 75 bips. I think it's probably going to be about 50 basis points or so. And then with a bit of luck, that could be the last increase in this current cycle.
Fingers crossed.
Ja, en kyk, en die goeie nuus hier, want het voel glad nie, is goeie nuus nie, maar soos hy sê, die rede dat die rentekoers heeltyd opgeskuif word, is om inflasie teë te werk, en ek dink hulle kom vinniger daar so wat hulle verwag het. Die verwagtinge tot nou toe was, dat ons in hierdie type opwaartse siklus gaan wees, vir tot 2 jaar, ek dink ons begin so half amper moontlik die lig aan die einde van die tonnel sien.
Ja, ek dink die lig is maar baie klein, so wat hy skyn daar in die verte, want die groot vraag vir die man op straat is, waar gaan ek by 500 rand kry?
No, but that's exactly it. That is exactly the problem. And, I mean, I was looking at this today, and it's the first time I've sort of sat and thought about it in a long time. Can you imagine how difficult Letsetse Ganyogo's job is, right? Because you're sitting there. Cool, we don't want to put this thing up, because as you say, where does everyone find 500 extra rand a month? But the moment it drops, then savings go down, and interest rates go down on money that people are trying to save for retirement. So you want to balance that up. Then you want to bring it down because you had this inflation idea. Then Vladimir Putin invades another country, cripples the world's energy supply, and here we sit with inflation blowing through the roof. And now you must work out, like, when is this going to end? When's that going to end? Do I look after people's retirements? Do I try and make sure that people can buy more? It must be a very difficult job.
Kijk, dit is nie 'n werk wat ek wil hê nie.
Nee.
Ek op die ou end weet where I end up is just like when I look at my budget, my financial management, we need to cut where we can.
Dis
'n lied wat ons oor en oor sing en dis makliker gesê as gedaan.
Ja.
Weet vir alles jy kyk na groot reklame geleenthede wat gebeur, maar koop slim. Moenie goed koop wat jy nie nodig het nie. Sny waar jy kan en dan ja, as jy kan, ek onthou Raz het op 'n stadium ons 'n goeie voorbeeld gestel van as jy ekstra ietsie kan wegsit op 'n stadium, doen dit want dit gaan jou help op sulke tipe tye.
Ja, effectively the takeaway today is R1 million over 20 years is going to cost you R500 more a month this afternoon than it did this morning.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah. I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.